Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. This is episode 146, which is Tuesday Talk. And today, 10,000 lifetime listens of my podcast. Today I reached 10,000 listens of all prior 146 episodes of my podcast. I got a few other things to talk about of what'll be going on in the next couple of weeks. So as I mentioned, I reached 10,000 listens combined of all my podcasts of the 146 prior episodes. And yes, that's 146 prior episodes because of session of episode zero. And that's just really cool to reach that milestone. I was hoping I'd reach it on the one-year anniversary of my podcast, but that was not to be. But I did it really close. And yesterday was the chaos of no power for 12 hours, and that altered the momentum on several of my projects. And Saturday, August 24th, has many things that make it significant. And a reminder went out that the Yukon Gaming Convention in Ypsilanti, Michigan has a game submission deadline. That is, if you want to get your game in the listing for the pre-registration, the deadline is Saturday the 24th. I'm planning to run a Boot Hill scenario that is the sequel to last year's game, A Posse for the School Marm. I also ran that scenario at GaryCon last year, so I'll be running the sequel at GaryCon in the spring as well. And I've run this Boot Hill scenario a couple of times, and so I plan to run it a couple of times, the new scenario a couple of times this year at UConn. And I've also decided I'm going to go back to my running games at con roots. I'm going to run Village of Hamlet at UConn this year. I haven't run it since I ran it a few years ago at Marmalade Dog, which was the first game I ever ran at a gaming convention. And now that I'm much more experienced at running games at cons, I'm going to try it again and we'll see how it goes. Normally, I like to make my own scenarios because my experience of getting ready for Village of Hamlet was that as much time as it took me to feel like I knew what was going on, I could have just wrote my own, which is what I usually do, because I don't need near as much detail to do that. And finally, for UConn, I plan to schedule a table for some playtesting of my card game. I don't know how all that's going to work out. We'll find out because I've never done that. Plus, I'll have it with me to run impromptu games if it works out that way. And Saturday, the 24th, is also the one-year anniversary since I published my first PDF on DriveThruRPG, Locks, Vaults, and Hiding Places. And my desire is to upload the PDF for August of 2019, before I leave Friday to go to Lake Geneva to play in that Extra Life game. But I'm not sure I'll make it, and that's, I guess, what hurts the most about being without power for 12 hours yesterday. It was not just my house, it was the whole town where I live and a neighboring town. And that put the brakes on everything, because the layout software I use is only on my desktop, and that meant I couldn't just pack up and go to the library. Well, I couldn't go to the library in town. I'd have had to drive up to Portage next to Kalamazoo to go to the library or some place else I'd have power. So I'll see about doing what I can, but I'm already running out of steam today because I didn't sleep real well the last couple of nights. I woke up way too early this morning, couldn't go back to sleep, so I'm starting to feel that. And another task I had on my list for yesterday was doing some more reorganization in my office and trying to complete that. And I didn't get that done. When the power finally did come back on, I did get about an hour's worth in, and it's starting to look a lot better in here, but I still have a long ways to go to get it where I need it. I've got a lot of books that I need to get on my shelves, so stuff that aren't books, I'm trying to find a spot for them off the shelves, and we'll see how that goes. But I'll be off Friday, so I can take my time driving up to Lake Geneva. And as I've mentioned several times on the podcast, this Saturday, August 24th, I'll be gathering with several other RPG enthusiasts to play D&D for a live-streamed fundraiser for Extra Life at Gary Gygax's old house. And that'll be quite fun. I'll be playing in three stream games and running one of the games. And we just would encourage you all that please give, and whether you can give or not, please share the link across your social media. And the last thing for August 24th, it just so happens to be the 250th birthday of Napoleon Bonaparte, which I think is appropriate to play D&D at Gary Gygax's house in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin on that day, because Gary Gygax was a wargamer, and he played in Napoleonic wargame campaigns. So that's really a serendipitous occurrence. And before I leave Friday, I, of course, have to do Thursday's podcast, so I'll get that planned out and record it as soon as I can. I'm still not decided on what I'm going to do about Saturday's podcast, but I'll play that by ear. I may have a podcast Saturday, I may not. We'll see how that goes. And for Saturday's day of gaming, I've got three characters generated. I have the scenario I'm going to run ready to game with. And this will be both the first time I've played on a live stream and the first time I've run a game on a live stream. And it'll be the first time that I've ever ran 5e. My plan is to run it rules as written, so we'll see how that goes. I know I can run a game. It's getting all the fiddly bits right, because there's a few more fiddly bits in there, because each player's turn, they get multiple things they can do just as the normal initiative order. Then you throw in all their class abilities and whatnot. It gets quite interesting. But trial by fire's a way to learn, I suppose. And I'm largely a visual learner, but I'm also an experiential learner. And doing something really helps cement it in my mind. That's really true of everybody. Doing it helps you learn it. So I'm sure it'll go well. It'll be fun. But there was one good thing that was beneficial about yesterday's power outage. A few days ago, a friend alerted me to a new game store in the area. And so yesterday I checked it out, and it has a very friendly and helpful owner, and there was a very friendly and helpful regular, and I decided to just run back home real quick. I got my card game and went back, and it's only about 15 miles or so one way, so it wasn't a big deal, and got in a couple of sessions of playtesting with some valuable feedback. A few edge cases and things to consider in the rules I needed to clarify. And the reason my friend pointed out the game store is tomorrow a group is hosting a game playtest event where creators of various games are invited to come and get a playtest into their game. Well, with this being the week it is and all the things I've got to get done in the next couple of days, I'm not sure I'm going to make it to that. Plus, I haven't managed to sleep well the last few nights. I woke up way too early this morning and couldn't get back to sleep. So I'm definitely going to go to bed soon after I upload and share this podcast episode. Because the last thing I need is to get sick this week, losing my voice or having to blow my nose all the time would not be conducive to a live stream. But I'm definitely looking forward to Saturday. I'm also really looking forward to next weekend, which happens to be Labor Day weekend, which is a three-day weekend. But I also took off Friday, so I have a four-day weekend. And I'm looking forward to opportunities for gaming. And if it doesn't happen online, I'll see if I can maybe get something going at this new game store or another area game store. I've shared on the Audio Dungeon Discord and on other posts that I'm willing to run games online Labor Day weekend, and we'll see what comes of that. So things are getting hectic. The next couple of weeks are going to be busy. I'm looking forward to getting a lot of gaming in. Coming up in September, middle of September, is Grand Con. I'm going to at least go to a day of that and get some gaming in, maybe get in a play test or two of the card game. So if you're at Grand Con, look me up and we'll at least meet up and maybe we can play a game together. So that's the chaos that is my week this week. I've survived. I am surviving. I will survive. I'm going to get a lot of gaming in. I hope you're able to get a lot of gaming in. I thank you all very much for listening. And that you're having an awesome day. And game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Sateen Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Sateen Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!